Hello, good afternoon and greetings. My name is Sharon Harris and my brand is called Elevate Higher. And my brand, we teach women how to develop their character and so that they can be explosive and impactful leaders. I have a second brand called Soar in Love. And with this brand, I own this brand with my husband. And we teach women on how to balance their life, to balance their femininity so that they can find true and authentic love. So with my first brand, Elevate Higher, I love teaching women on how to develop their character so that they can be better explosive leaders. And what I mean by that is this. I have 21 years of Air Force leadership experience. And during my time in the Air Force, I learned so many techniques on how to lead effectively as a woman. Many feel that you can lead no matter what your gender is, and which that is definitely true. But along with that, with women, it takes a special touch. It takes special insight in order to really lead effectively. Because women, many times we can be very emotional. And sometimes we don't always balance our emotions like we need to. And another thing too, you know, we're not only are we working in the workforce, we're mothers, we're wives, we're entrepreneurs. We have so much going on until it can be hard to balance all three. So what I love teaching women on how to develop their character. I love teaching women on how they can lead better so that they can be people of influence. Influence is very important in leadership. Unless you're a person of influence, people will not want to follow you. You want to be the kind of leader that doesn't want that people will not follow you because you're giving them a paycheck. You want them to follow you because you're a person that is worthy of being followed. I have the pleasure of leading over 150 airmen. I led men, women, all kind of races. I led every kind of nationality you can think of. I had them all pretty much. And so in that, I learned how to be flexible. I learned how to readjust myself. I was even able to learn through my flaws. I was able to learn how important it is to be open-minded. I learned so much. And within that 21 years, I gained so much content. And from that experience, I was able to write my first book called 12 Wings to Successful Business Leadership. And my book, praise God, has been a number one bestseller in pre-sales on Amazon in 4 categories. And it's my sincere hope that you will go ahead and order your copy today on Amazon. It'll really bless your life because it really breaks down the 12 most important areas that women leaders need to have in order to be successful leaders. That means globally in your income, your influence, in every area of your life. I really have a heart to do this. I hope you'll sign up and join my channel. I also hope you'll sign up and join my mailing list. You can head over to bit.ly/12wingsleader. And so on the other hand, my Soar in Love brand that I own, my husband and I just finished an amazing class on dating, and it's called Dating in a New Millennium. And in this class, we go over conversation techniques. We go over how to get the data instead of digging into a guy. We believe the first and most primary use of dating is to find data. Whether you're dating a woman or whether you're dating a man, you got to find the data. It's in finding the data that will let you know whether or not this person is worthy enough to continue a relationship with. And along with that, we went over conversation techniques. We went over how to mentally and physically prepare for a date. We also went over what is the biggest root is sometimes we have some myths that we believe about dating. And one of those myths can be the X factor, meaning that what the last guy has done. And so in this class, this is a 2-hour webinar. And along with this 2-hour webinar, you're going to get a free workbook that's going to come with it. And you're going to get the replay of the class that we had on last night. The class was amazing. My husband and I poured out a lot of information. And just to let you know about my husband and I, he and I have been married for 3 months. We got married on November the 4th in 2017. I apologize, I'm tongue twisted. But we got married November the 4th, 2017. We both have never been married before. He is 53, I'm 45. My husband has 8 children and he also has 6 grandchildren. So I know you're probably like, oh my God, really? Yes. 8 children and 6 grandchildren. So when I got married, I don't have any children yet. So when I got married, I inherited 8 children, 8 stepchildren and 6 grandchildren. And I love it. I love it. I love being a grandmother. I love being a stepmom. I have no issue with it. I cook for his youngest 2 children like they're my own. It's not a problem for me. But there were some things that I had to go through in order to get to this place. You know, it was nothing but the grace of God that allowed me to look over, you know, the children that he had and really see the greatness that's